gentlemen, welcome.
Please note that while I am a mental health professional and educator of this podcast and the information shared within it, I intended solely for information, education, and entertainment purposes. The content discussed does not constitute therapy, counseling, or any form of professional mental health services. It should not be used as a substitute for therapy or personalized mental health treatment. If you are in need of support, please consult with a licensed therapist or appropriate healthcare professional. Hello and welcome to Project I Am, the podcast where we explore the transformative power of self-discovery, growth, and living with intention. I'm your host, Dr. David Schloss, and today we're diving into one of the most universal and human experiences, fear. Fear is something we all experience at one time or another. Some of us have felt it maybe only a few times in our lives, whereas others of us experience it on an almost daily basis. For some of us, fear is something that can be quite pervasive. We all feel fear. It's a natural part of life. Fear is designed to protect us. But in today's world, fear isn't just about survival. It's often about our emotional, social, or personal well-being. Fear of failure, fear of rejection, fear of change, fear of being seen, fear of not being seen, even fear of succeeding, can quietly hold us back from stepping into our full potential. And sometimes fear whispers the lie that we don't matter, leaving us stuck in inaction. But what if we could reframe our relationship with fear? What if we could choose courage, not as the absence of fear, but as a deliberate choice to move forward anyway? And what if we started choosing ourselves, believing that we do matter, and that our dreams really are worth fighting for? In today's episode, we'll explore the science of fear, hear powerful real-world stories, and discuss actionable strategies to face fear head-on. Together, we'll unpack what it means to choose courage, embrace yourself, and build a life you're proud of. So settle in, grab your coffee, and let's begin. What is fear, and why does it hold us back? Fear is a deeply ingrained survival mechanism. Really, what it is our brain's way of protecting us from perceived threats. There's a neuroscientist, Joseph Ledoux, and in his book, Anxious, Using the Brain to Understand and Treat Fear and Anxiety, he explains that fear originates in the amygdala, the brain's threat detection center, and we've mentioned the amygdala before. Now, this part of your brain, it doesn't differentiate between a real lion chasing you and the figurative lion of giving a high-stakes presentation or asking for a promotion or however else your fear is manifesting. To your brain, fear feels the same. And here's where it gets really tricky. While it's great at protecting you from physical harm, fear can also often hold us back from growth. The fear of failure, for example, can keep you from taking risks that could lead to great success. Also, the fear of rejection can stop you from forming meaningful relationships. And then the fear of change, well, that can just leave you stuck in a life that feels really far from fulfilling. There's a psychologist, Susan Jeffers, and she wrote a book, Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. In the book, she makes an important point. Fear doesn't go away when you avoid it. In fact, avoidance often makes that fear a lot stronger. The only way to diminish fear is to face it, step by step, moment by moment. As she wrote in her book, the only way to get rid of the fear of doing something is to go out and do it. So how do we move from fear to courage? Well, first, it helps to understand how courage works in the brain. Courage isn't about the absence of fear. In fact, neuroscience research from Dr. Daniela Schiller at Mount Sinai School of Medicine, well, she shows that courage happens alongside fear. It doesn't replace fear. It comes alongside your fear. When you take a courageous action, like speaking up, trying something new, or standing up for yourself, your brain is actively balancing fear with motivation. Dr. Schiller's research suggests that even taking small steps in the face of fear activates your brain's reward system. Each time you face a fear, you're essentially training your brain to associate courage with positive outcomes, which makes it easier to choose courage again in the future. This idea is closely tied to Stanford psychologist Dr. Carol Dweck, her concept of the growth mindset, which many of you may have heard before. She emphasizes that courage isn't something you're born with, rather it's something that you cultivate. Every time you choose to act in the face of fear, you're building confidence and resilience one small step at a time. And there are a lot of real-world stories of courage. If we think recently about the Tokyo Olympics, remember the story about Simone Biles, the most decorated gymnast in history? Well, at the Tokyo Olympics, she made the difficult decision to withdraw from several events, citing mental health concerns and the risks associated with competing under extreme psychological stress. Now, her decision was met with a mix of admiration and quite a bit of criticism. But what stood out most was her courage. Not just her courage in stepping back, but also in prioritizing herself, Simone chose to send a powerful message. The message was that her well-being mattered more than external expectations. She reminded us all that choosing yourself is one of the bravest things you can do. Another inspiring example is Jessica Nabongo. She is the first Black woman to visit every country in the world. She explains that fear accompanied her throughout her journey, fear of traveling alone, fear of entering unfamiliar cultures, and fear of failing to complete her very ambitious goal. But Jessica, she chose courage, and she reframed her fear as part of the adventure. She reframed it as a companion that she could coexist with, rather than something that she had to fight against. These stories remind us that courage isn't about perfection. Thank goodness, right? Courage is just about showing up, even when fear is present, and choosing to believe that you and your dreams are worth it. So now let's talk about how you and I, how we can start overcoming fear in our own lives. Here are 6 practical strategies backed by research and real-world examples. Number 1, name your fear. Brené Brown, in her book Daring Greatly, emphasizes the importance of naming what you're afraid of. When you articulate your fear, whether it's failure, rejection, or the unknown, you take away some of its power. Instead of a vague, looming threat, fear becomes something tangible that you can address. Secondly, reframe fear as excitement. Research published in Psychological Science found that reframing fear as excitement can significantly reduce your anxiety. The next time you feel anxious about a challenge, try saying, "I'm excited to face this," instead of, "I'm scared." Thirdly, start small. Courage doesn't have to mean some grand gesture. Taking small, manageable steps really helps. If you're afraid of public speaking, for example, start by practicing in front of a friend, then a small group, and work your way up. Each small success builds confidence. Fourthly, visualize your success. Studies show that visualization can be a powerful tool for overcoming fear. Instead of focusing on what might go wrong, picture yourself succeeding. Imagine the sense of pride and accomplishment you'll feel after taking that specific action. Fifthly, practice self-compassion. We've mentioned this a lot in the last few podcasts. Dr. Kristen Neff's research on self-compassion highlights the importance of treating yourself kindly when fear arises. Instead of criticizing yourself for being scared, remind yourself that fear is part of the human experience and that you're not alone. Number 6, remind yourself that you matter. This one's personal. Write down why you're pursuing your goal or why you're taking this particular risk. Remind yourself that your dreams, your voice, your well-being, they are all valid. Choosing courage is ultimately about choosing yourself. One of the most transformative things we can do in the face of fear is to choose ourselves. This means valuing our dreams, our boundaries, and our well-being, even when it's hard. It means believing that you are worth the risk of trying, of failing, or facing rejection. I sometimes look at people who succeed at a few things, and I think of other people who are equally talented, but fear trying. And the only difference between the two is that the people that succeeded just had the audacity to believe that they could. And so they did. And so if that's you, maybe be a bit more audacious. Believe that you can. Go for it. If you fail, at least you tried. Maya Angelou said it best, "Courage is the most important of all the virtues, because without courage, you can't practice any other virtue consistently." Choosing courage isn't just about achieving goals. It's about showing up for yourself time and time again. Okay, as we close, I want to leave you with a challenge. This week, think about one fear that's holding you back. Maybe it's starting a new project. Maybe it's having a difficult conversation, going for an interview. Maybe it's simply believing in yourself. Write it down, name it, and take one small, courageous step towards facing it. And when you do, remind yourself that choosing courage isn't about being fearless, but it's about showing up for yourself because you matter. Okay, wow. That's a lot about fear. Thank you so much for joining me for this transformative episode of Project I Am. Fear will always be a part of life, but it doesn't have to control you. By choosing courage, you can move forward, you can grow stronger, and you can step into the life that you're meant to live. You can maximize your potential, you can fulfill your dreams, you can grow and become an even better version of who you are. If this episode resonated with you, please share it with someone who might need a little courage today. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review wherever you're listening to this podcast. It really helps us reach more listeners just like you. Until next time, remember, you are worth it. Choose courage, choose yourself, and live boldly. Take care, and may you be well.
Today will be glorious. Put on your sunglasses, sunscreen, and sunsmiles. You're gonna love it.